Good evening. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with World News. The headlines. India and Bhutan to set up two cross-border rail links to connect two important cities of Bhutan with Assam and West Bengal. Massive protests break out in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir as citizens demand their basic rights. US President Donald Trump announces 100% tariff on movies made outside the country. Typhoon Buloy leaves at least 13 people dead and 17 missing in Vietnam. Hundreds of flights cancelled. India and Bhutan have agreed to establish two cross-border rail links projects at a total outlay of 4,033 crore rupees. The railway project includes Kokrajhar-Jelefu and Banarhat-Samste. Addressing a joint press conference in New Delhi, Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the project will connect two important cities of Bhutan, namely Jelefu and Samste.
The project is connecting two very important cities of Bhutan. One is Jelefu. This is being developed as a mindfulness city. And second is Samse, which is an industrial city. The two projects will take off from the network of Indian Railways at Kokrajhar and Banarhat. The investment which is envisaged at this point of time is about 4,033 crore rupees, 89 kilometers of railway network will be created. India is the largest trading partner of Bhutan. Therefore, it becomes very important to have a good, seamless rail connectivity for the Bhutanese economy to grow and for the people to have better ways of access to the global network.
The minister said the entire investment in these railway projects will be made by India. Speaking on the occasion, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this will be the first set of rail connectivity projects with Bhutan by India. He said the MOU in this regard was signed last year during the visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Bhutan.
The two governments have agreed to establish two cross-border rail links between Banarhat and Samse and Kokrajhar and Jelefu. This will be the first set of rail connectivity projects with Bhutan. The memorandum of understanding for this connectivity was signed during the visit of the Prime Minister to Bhutan last year.
Moody's ratings has affirmed India's long-term local and foreign currency issuer ratings at Baa3 with a stable outlook, citing improving fiscal metrics and resilient growth prospects. The move reflects confidence in India's strong economic growth. Moody noted that India remains a safe investment destination. While fiscal weaknesses and high debt remain concerns, the agency expects limited near-term impact from US tariffs and policy shifts on India's economy. However, tariffs could hinder India's long-term export manufacturing ambitions. Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has said that the Free Trade Agreement, FTA, with the European Free Trade Association, EFTA countries, which is Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland, will come into effect from Wednesday. Addressing the valedictory session of the UP International Trade Show at Greater Noida today, Mr. Goyal informed that the developed nations are keen to sign FTAs with India, which has already concluded such agreements with the UAE, Australia and the UK. The minister further stated that India is also in discussions with the US, EU, New Zealand, Oman, Peru and Chile, while Qatar and Bahrain have also expressed interest. In Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, Muzaffarabad, at least two people and 22 were killed and 22 were injured after Pakistan's security forces today opened fire on residents protesting against the government, demanding for basic rights. The Public Action Committee has raised a 38-point charter demands of structural reforms, including the abolition of 12 legislative seats in the POK Assembly, reserved for Kashmiri refugees living in Pakistan. Protests have also been reported in Dadiyal and other areas of POJK. The Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf unit in POJK amplified these protests online, issuing a series of statements accusing the government of incompetence and repression. Internet and mobile phone services remain suspended in POJK. This is Akashwani giving you the news. World News. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. US President has announced a 100% tariff on all movies produced outside the United States. The step signals President Trump's willingness to extend protectionist trade policies into cultural industries, raising uncertainty for studios that depend heavily on cross-border co-productions and international box office revenue. In a social media post, President Trump wrote, "American movie-making business has been stolen by other countries." However, it was not immediately clear what legal authority the U.S. president would use to impose a 100% tariff on foreign-made films. Denmark has banned all civilian drone flights this week ahead of a European Union summit in Copenhagen. According to the Transport Ministry, the decision was made in order to simplify security work for the police. The ban will remain in place till the 3rd of next month, and violations could result in a fine or imprisonment for up to 2 years. Denmark is one of several European countries that have reported drone incidents in recent weeks, with drones sighted above Danish military sites recently. Moldova's pre-EU ruling party, the Party of Action and Solidarity, PAS, has won parliamentary elections. According to official results showed today, the PAS took more than 50% of the vote. With over 99.5% of ballots counted, the PAS, led by President Mai Sandu, received 50.03% of the votes compared to 24.26% for the pro-Russian Patriotic Bloc. Nepal has imposed travel bans on ousted Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli as part of an investigation into deadly protests which killed at least 73 people earlier this month, the Interior Minister Om Prakash Arhyal said today. In addition to Oli, travel bans have been placed on former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak, former head of the National Investigation Department Security Agency Hutaraj Thapa, and two other senior bureaucrats. Interim Prime Minister Sushila Karki set up a commission to probe its violence by which restrictions were recommended yesterday. Typhoon Buloy has caused several damage in Vietnam, killing 13 people. According to Weather Agency of Vietnam, 17 people are missing and 46 are injured. Buloy had moved along the country's northern central coastline before making landfall early this morning, causing waves as high as 8 meters. Country's disaster management agency said 17 fishermen were missing after huge waves hit two fishing boats off Quang Tri province, while another fishing boat lost contact during the storm. The government had evacuated more than 28,500 people, while hundreds of flights were cancelled or delayed as 4 airports in central provinces were closed. In the World Para-Athletics Championships, India's Rinku Hooda today clinched gold and Sundar Singh Gujjar grabbed silver medal in the men's javelin throw F46 in New Delhi. Rinku registered a throw of 66.37 metres, while Sundar Singh recorded a throw of 64.76 metres. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India and Bhutan to set up 2 cross-border rail links to connect 2 important cities of Bhutan with Assam and West Bengal. Massive protests break out in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir as citizens demand their basic rights. US President Donald Trump announces 100% tariff on movies made outside the country. Typhoon Buloy leaves at least 13 people dead and 17 missing in Vietnam. Hundreds of flights cancelled. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.